Where he leads, I'll follow. Okay, go ahead. 401.
Sweet are the promises, kind is the word, sweeter for man ever heard. Pure was the mind of Christ, sinless I see. He the great example is and pattern for me. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow all the way. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow Jesus every day.
Okay, I came across a problem when I was leading this, and I figured out what happened, but how many beats do we have in every measure on this song? Oh, I'm not supposed to give away the answer. Okay, 4 beats per measure. Which number tells us that? The top? Okay, very good. How do we know, like if we look on this page, what would tell us that it's the top number that's beats per measure? If you look at 399, can the top note, can the top number be what kind of note? No, because there's no third notes. So that helps us. Okay, so we have 4 beats per measure. Quarter note gets 1 beat. Look at the chorus. Where he leads, I'll follow. Okay, that begins a new measure for the soprano. So how many beats for the syllable fall? 2, very good, it's a half note. Everybody take a deep breath. Put on your smiley face. Okay, you can let it out. 2 beats, did everyone see that? Half note, fall. Okay, what's the next soprano note? What length of note?
Quarter note.
Quarter note, okay. So how many beats do we have for the soprano so far? 3. Okay, where's the last beat for the soprano? What do you see, Titus?
What
do you see? What note?
Last note.
What's the last note?
Final.
Okay, that's the last note that the soprano sings, but then is the measure incomplete? Is that a 3/4 measure? What happened? That's what I was trying to figure out when I was leading it. But they put some grace notes here. Some maybe accompaniment notes that the piano can play if they so choose, those 2 little eighth notes. And you can see they're extra short, extra skinny, extra small. And they put a quarter rest underneath that. Who can tell me what the rests look like? What's a whole rest look like? Okay, here's the ground. And there's the hole in the ground. So that's a whole rest. What's a half rest look like? Okay, it looks like a hat. Here's the hat. Okay, what's a quarter rest look like? Who would like to draw it for me? Elise, you want to come draw it for me? There's one right here on the page if you have trouble. It kind of looks like a lightning bolt to me. This person has learned music. Very good. I wouldn't have known how to do that. Not from memory, for sure. I have a hard enough time. In the hymnal, it might look kind of like this. Something like that. Same idea. Okay. So that's our quarter rest. What's the next smaller one going to be? 1/8. Okay. Half of a quarter is 1/8. What's the 1/8 rest look like? Okay, yes. It's going to be like that. Sorry. Let's put a straight flagpole on it. I mean, a crooked straight flagpole. And the 16th rest, it's going to be 2 of those like that. Okay, and they can get smaller and smaller and smaller. You just keep adding more flags, kind of like you do for notes. And you know how to make a... Would a double hole rest look like a double hole note? Same deal. You know how to make a double hole note? Here's a whole note. And you can make a double hole note like that. I don't know who decided that. But in some songs, it would be 4-2 time signature. 4 beats per measure, half note gets 1 beat. And so to fill a whole measure, it would take a double whole note, which is drawn like that. If you ever see this and this together, like look on the end of 400, okay? The end of 400, you see above the word days, you see that? 2 whole notes, right, touching each other? What does that mean? Is that a double whole note? What is it? Caleb, right? Okay. Why are the two like that? Yes, very good, very good. Soprano and alto have the same note, and they're both a whole note. But they're afraid that if they only put one whole note, then one of the parts would feel left out. So they put 2. If it was me, I would just put 1 and just figure everyone would go to it. But I guess that's how you do it. So then look at the bottom there for the tenor and bass. What happens? How many notes do we have for the tenor and bass to sing? 3. So what are we gonna do? We're gonna start yodeling or something and make it all fit in there. So what are we supposed to do about that? What is it telling us to do? Do whatever feels good to you. Yes, specifically, if you're a bass, if the low F is too low for you, you can just do a regular middle of the staff F. Okay, so there's some things about double whole notes, and I don't know if we have any double whole notes in this hymnal, because 4-2 time signature is very uncommon, but it can happen. So a double whole rest would be uncommon also. All right, so the alto, as we were saying, at the end of the first line of the chorus, the alto has a quarter rest. And I think they should have written a little differently, because it's not clear what the soprano is supposed to do, but the soprano has a rest also. I guess they just thought putting it in the middle of this, you see where they normally put it, like on the line below, normally goes right in the middle of everything. So that's where the sopranos would be looking for it. But if they put it there, it would run into their special grace note things. So it's up to us to just use our brains and figure out what's actually happening. But everything on the page has significance. There's the words. We know how to read words, hopefully. But then everything else that's there for a reason. Okay, what happens at the beginning of the chorus? What's the first thing you see? You see the... Sometimes we don't even notice what we see. There's a big line joining the. It'd be good if my brain would turn on here. The treble staff and the bass staff, right? Okay? So that makes a grand staff when they're joined together with that line. That is a big help to the piano player to tell which ones go together at the beginning of each line. Most of us don't have to read all of them at once, thankfully, when we're singing. But that'll just let us know which lines of music go to the words. And then what comes after that line that tells us, that joins the staves together? On the top, let's say. You see one of these? Let's see, I used to know how to draw this one. Something like that. What's that? Treble clef, okay, and what's underneath? And this one's special because it has 2 dots. Those dots belong to the, that's the bass clef marker. Okay, and then after the treble clef, what do we have? Okay, the key signature, 3 flats there. You see those at the beginning of every line. That's the key signature for this song. And then what comes next? Sure, we can call this a I think we'd call it a repeat bar. We have a heavy line, and then another regular line, and then two dots in the midst of all of our lines going through. So that, with the dots being on this side, it tells us that on this side of these bars, this is the stuff that gets repeated. So where's the other end to cap it off, to know where we stop and where we're going to repeat, where we're going to go back to the first mark? Right, so where do we see this one right here? We're on the page. Okay, very good. That's at the right here. And then on the bottom line, we have a 1 with a bracket above it, and it ends right there at this repeat bar. And then after that, there's a 2, like that. And so it's showing us that we have first and second endings on this repeat. The first time we come through, where it says 1, we just keep going. But the second time, when we get to the 1, we've gone too far. We were actually supposed to jump to the 2. Now, thankfully, we know the song. But if you don't know the song, it'd take you a minute to, whoa, where are we supposed to go from? Because you actually have to jump from the end of the line right down to the middle of the next line. But it's all part of the roadmap, the symbols tell us which direction we're going. Okay. You want to sing another verse? Is that a lot easier than figuring out all the roadmap? It's because we sing out of habit and we don't really read what's going on. But I know most of you are instrumentalists and are familiar with these things. But it's good for us to just realize what's on the page in front of us. Okay, you can give us our introduction for the next verse. Second verse.
Sweet is the tender love Jesus hath shown, sweeter far than any love that mortals have known. Kind to the erring one, faithful is he. He the great example is and pattern for me. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow all the way. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow.
Okay, that's all right. We're working on it. Should we start the first repeat or second repeat? Let's start the beginning of the chorus. So this is, we're going to the first ending first. Ready? Where
he leads, I'll follow, follow all the way. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow Jesus every day.
Much better. You can have a seat. Don't close your hymnal. Let's, I'm sorry. Philip, yes. Can you come erase this board for me, Philip? Thank you. All right, I'll help you. I'll work on some of this over here. Okay. What do you find, thank you, Philip, easier or more intuitive or comes more naturally, the singing the shaped notes when we put the scale up here and go up and down, or the counting with our special number system? Which one do you think is easier? Which one do you like better? I know they're totally different. Counting involves math. Singing involves the pitch and our ears. What? If I could get a picture of this, I would caption it, "Lost in Thought." These people out here are just like, okay, what do you think? What do you like better? Singing shapes or counting.
It's more fun to sing than it is to count loopy notes.
Okay, that's what I was afraid of. That's why we're going to do counting. But it's good for us. We're in school, right? We have to learn something. If we just did what came natural, we'd just be about the same as when we started, when we're done, right? All right. Counting is a very useful skill because we're going to come across songs. When I'm long gone and y'all are just singing your musics and all this good stuff, you got to be able to figure out, you know, where to put your notes. And again, most of my audience is instrumentalists and you're kind of used to that. But I know Mrs. Austin was talking about the timing and the counting. It's a challenging thing. So it's good for us to spend some time on it. Okay? You can smile. You can nod your head. You can say, yes, it's good for us. All right. Very good. Okay, while I'm doing some writing on the board, you can stand up, turn around, and greet your friends and neighbors, and again, go back to your seat. Okay. Wow, they're all sitting down. Nice. All right. It's okay. We're allowed to have fun in singing school. You don't have to be so serious. What is this? Is the hymnal still open? Okay, do you recognize what's going on here, what I'm writing out? Okay, and is this visible to everyone? Can you see the dots and the flags and all that stuff? A little difficult. Y'all don't have to sit in the back row either. Why don't we move up? Okay, everybody, pick up your books. Come on up. The orchestra section's available. High-priced seats right up here. We got to fill the front row first. Come, please. Joe can stay back there, but everybody else. Okay. Let's turn it. I want to know if I need to make it bigger.
Yeah, make it really big.
Okay, I'll make it bigger. Thank you. And I think we'll face it that way a little bit because there are some more people over on the side there. But so hopefully I don't fall off the edge. Okay, all right, let's make these dots bigger. That better? Uh-oh, front row's not full. Come. Pastor and Mrs. Austin, you're welcome, right here. Thank you. This is lovely. If Pastor wants to sit in the back, he's welcome to, but we need these front rows filled. And these chairs up here, come on. It's the rule. I'm the teacher, so I get to make the rule. Come on. Jesse, you can move up and... It's your sister. She won't bite you. It'll be okay. Yeah. Spencer, can you come join us up here? Are you? Ah, the cameraman. Thank you. Here you go. All right. Good. Now, which note does the dot go with? Does it go with this one or this one? The front. Okay. Yeah. So the dot is going to be on the right side of the note. Okay. We're in. What time signature? 4-4. Wow, this is nice. Everybody's right here. It's good. Okay. Where's our first measure bar?
Right there.
Okay, right here? Is that the first one? Good. All right. So, do we know if this is going to be one? What note on this page do we know is going to be counted one? This one? How do you know?
It says one?
Well, we can do it by trial and error, but it's not necessarily going to be the case every time, because sometimes we have pickup measure. Remember, sometimes we start...
After that measure bar, it's going to definitely be one.
That's the one. We know this one is going to be one, because it's after the measure bar. And this one's going to be one also. We know that. Has to be. If it's not, then something's terribly wrong. Okay, so we know those. We'd like this to be one. It'd be great, but we haven't proved it yet. We have to go backwards. Okay? How many beats is this? Is this notation okay for everyone? You can tell what's quarters and eighths. It's time-saving to just make a line for a filled-in one. Okay? So this gets one beat. So there's four beats in the measure. This is the last beat. So we can say this one's four. Okay? How many beats is this? Right. They're each half, so this is going to be three and that makes a whole beat. Very good. What about this? It's an ah. You're right. And Cody White writes it like that. And so that's how I write it, too. You know, that's what you could have said for like most of the answers, just and it would probably be, you know. But it has to have a glottal stop. Okay, never mind. All right. So what's this one? Wow, going backwards is a little more difficult. One? Where's two? Okay. But we count, how do we count 16th notes? Yes, two E and a, one E and a, two E and a. So where's the E and? Okay, this is a 16th note. This is an 8th note, which is worth 2/16. And then where's our last 16th?
The dot
makes the third one because the dot is half of whatever this is. So this is 2/16, so this is 1/16. And then we have, so this is the 2 and the E. Nope. The E and the and. And there's the Okay, so we have that whole beat. And what's this? Okay, good. It's one. But now we can prove it. If it's harder to go backwards, you can try putting the one there and then see if you get to four by the end. But if you didn't, then you got to go back and fix it. Because you have to have four. But also, it would be helpful because normally the songwriter is supposed to put the extra beats, if it doesn't start on one, at the end of the song. How many beats are in the last measure of this song? Four. Good. It has a dotted half and a quarter to rest. So there's a four beats. Okay. One, two, three, and four. Wow. Okay, let's finish our line, and then we'll count it. This is one. Two. Two and? Two, Where's the and? Yeah, that's actually the and right there, because this is the 2E. Okay, and what's this one? Three, and the four is tucked inside there. So we don't say it, because there's not another note. So we're not allowed to say that. Okay, what's this?
No.
And? Okay. Well, wait a minute. That's what our page does, but that's not a whole measure. How can they do that? It just ends right there. Oh, it continues on the next line. Okay, that's better. So this is... Oh, three. Okay. Do you want me to do it like this, you know? Like, is that better?
No, that's
okay. All right. Then we have a measure bar, and then you read off to me what kind of note it is, the length of the note. Dotted eighth. 16th. Does everyone know where we are? Ever heard. Heard is a half. Very good. Oh.
Measure bar.
Just trying to help you out. Measure bar, good. Okay, what's quarter? Dotted sixth note or something.
Eight.
Okay. Measure bar. Very good, Joe. There is a measure bar at the end of that line. Let me fit these in here. That's important because measure bars are essential in counting properly. So we have to put the measure bar there. Now you can see. You never noticed this before, maybe. Maybe you've noticed it. But see, that line is capped off. If there was water coming down those pipes, it would stop. But this one, it would just pour right off the edge of the page because there's nothing holding it in. Okay? So it just so happened with the words and the timing of the notes, it didn't fit to put the end of the measure at the end of the page, but it all comes together. Okay, where do we count this one?
Two.
Okay, three. And right, the four is there, okay? Okay, very good. Now, can we count this? Okay. You're welcome to make some kind of tapping or something that will keep the exact 1, 2, 3, 4, but we're not going to say every 1, 2, and 3, and 4, because sometimes it's going to be, the 4 is going to be missing and all these kind of good things. Okay? So I'm going to make some noise up here. I'm going to give you four, and then we're going to start on one. But we're going to go slow. Okay? One. Can I be the leader today? Thanks. All right, ready? One, two, three. Okay. How do we count a two, That's what it is, right? Okay. It would help us to remember that a tu-a takes at the same time as a tu-i-enda. So I'm going to give ourselves? Give us? Maybe let's just give us. Why don't I give you a 1, 2, 3, 4, and you can count a measure of 16th notes for me. How are you going to count a measure of 16th notes? 1-i-enda, 2-i-enda, 3-i-enda, 4-i-enda. Okay. Ready, go. 1-e-and-a, 2-e-and-a, 3-e-and-a, 4-e-and-a. Okay, you can stand up. Open your mouth so I can hear you. Ready, count. 1-e-and-a, 2-e-and-a, 3-e-and-a, 4-e-and-a. Very good. There's no fives in this time signature. But you could come across a five if you have a different note on top. If you have a 6 or 8 or a 12 or something. Okay, so this one takes up the time of one e-anda. We don't have to say all of it. If you want to count this as a 3-4, then we actually have to count it as a 3-e-anda, 4-e-anda. Let's not do that. Let's just do a 1. And then, so this is a 1-e-anda, and this is a 2-e-and-a. Wow. Think we can do it? So you might have to get the e-andas in your brain, but don't say them out loud until you get to one that you're supposed to say. Okay? So, but for the purpose of our practice, we're going to start with saying all of them just like we did, the whole syllable, the whole measure as 16th notes. But I'll move along when we get to the right ones. Okay, ready? Counting from here, go. 1-e-and-a, 2-e-and-a, 3-e-and-a, 4-e-and-a. See where those fit in? So every time I move over, that's when we actually sing the next note. It's all very scientific and mathematical. Just has to go at the right time. So now we have to get to where we just say the ones that are there. So you can try to get those e-andas going in your brain. And we'll go through this measure and just say the ones that are there. Let's try that. Ready? Count. 1, 2, 3, and 4. You got it? Okay, let's try that again. Ready? Count. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Very good. Try that one more time. Ready? Count. 1, 2, 3, and 4. One, two, a three. One and two and three and four and one, two, a three. One, two, a three and four. Okay. Thankfully, we don't have to do all those bangings when we're actually singing, because that would get very frustrating. All right, it might actually be a little easier to go faster. You think? I think so. Ready? From the beginning, count. One, two, a three, and four. One, two, a three. One, and two, and three, and four, and one, two, a three. One, two, a three, and four. Very good. Make sure you hold four for one whole beat. Otherwise, we have to put a rest in or something if you stop too early. Okay. So that's the first two lines of the song. Let's quick write out the third one, and we'll get through the verse. So what do we have? Dotted eighth. 16th. Anyone's welcome to give the answers. Half.
Half measure bar.
Thank you, Joe. Eight eighth notes. Okay. I can handle directions like that. Is that enough? Okay. Okay, and then what happens? Double measure bar. Wow. What's that supposed to tell us? Does that make it double? Like double whole note or anything? No. Yeah, trying to keep the water from running away. That is basically telling us we're getting to a new section now. Does that make you unhappy? Okay, all right. So, and what's the next section called in this case?
Chorus.
Chorus, very good. Okay, so it's just the same thing as far as timing as a regular measure bar. And on our first and second ending, that whole second end, or the end repeat dots here, all that combined, that is a measure bar too. I don't know if you'd ever have a repeat thing not at the end of a measure. That would be kind of unusual. I'd prefer for that not to happen. So you can assume that when you see that, that is also, it's like sitting on top of the measure bar. Maybe that small line in there is the measure bar, but it adds a big line and two dots and all that good stuff. Okay. Can we count this one without writing the numbers in? Yes, we can. Ready? So we had a measure bar here. So we are starting at the beginning. So ready?
One, two.
Very good. And you see, we start to get into some very common patterns. That's good. We have two, and three, and four, and okay, good. It's good stuff. Okay, I think we can sing the last verse. But there's one problem. When we sing, just not thinking about it, usually, instead of two, two, e, and a, two, a, three, we end up kind of just doing what comes natural, and what we would be doing would be more like this. What's that? Okay, who's ever heard of a triplet? You can have a seat. I have cousins that are triplets. David, Jeffrey, and Jessica. But that's not this kind of triplet. Megan, what about triplets?
When there's three,
equal to one. Close. Very, very close. Now, I have two different kinds of notes here, right? A quarter and an eighth. So that's not three. So why did I write a three? They are equal to one quarter note. That's true.
Because there's three
Okay. Closer. Closer. 3/8. Very good. Yes, because a quarter, look, a quarter is worth 2/8 notes, right? If you know your fractions, 1/8 plus 1/8 equals 1/4. So normally, a quarter would take the place of a quarter. But here we're adding two eighths plus another eighth, 3/8, and we're going to fit that into the time of a quarter. Okay. Here we do the time of a quarter with how many 16th notes? Four. This is the equivalent of 4 16th notes. 1 E and a, or 2 E and a. There's four of them. But here is a way to put 3 in the time of 2. 3 8th notes in the time of 2 8th notes. Because, see, this is 3 8th notes, and this is 2 8th notes. So it's not exactly 3 for 1, because then it'd be 3 times as fast. It's like 3/2 as fast or something. Very complicated. What?
1.5.
1.5 is the same as 3/2. You're right. So it makes each one a little quicker to fit into the time. And so when you do a 3, this one is supposed to be 1/3 the size of this one. Is that correct? Why do I say 1/3? Because this is 1, and this is equals 3. When you make this into this, this is what size compared to this? It's half, right? So it's easier for us to not have to make one that's really tiny at the end. So we would, for sweet are the promises, instead of sweet are the promises, we like to go, sweet are the promises. And there's nothing wrong with it if everybody does it together and it works. But if we're all trying to read the 16th notes properly, and when you get to a song that has them, you know, maybe we got to some real regular patterns that are often done with 16ths and dotted eighths. If you get to a song that throws up some surprises, then you'll want to be, okay, let's get these exactly right. And then some people are trying to do the exact 16ths, just how they're supposed to be, 2, 3, and 4. And some people are just doing triplet. So Cody White taught us to count these instead of giving them names. I wish there was a way to give them good names and numbers and things. But they're so uncommon in the music that usually we can get by with just saying. So normally, I kind of confuse things by starting it that way. Normally, you would have three notes joined together with a triplet. And that would take the time of 2 8th notes or 1/4 note. So normally, you'd count this one triplet, even though that's not actually how to spell it. And then these, you would count like triplet, 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 triplet. And this one would be triplet, triplet. Just, it's the word, and so you just kind of put it onto the syllables like that. It's not an English lesson, it's a music lesson. Okay, so when we're counting this and when we're singing it, it's a singing school, so we're going to focus on doing actually what the music says. Not getting lazy and just going bum, ba, bum, ba, bum, ba, bum, ba, bum, ba, bum. That's how to count dotted eighths and sixteenths. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's more work, but that's what the music says. So let's try to do it. All right? Should we count this again or just sing it? All right, let's count it. Ready? Count. 1, 2, 3, and 4. 1, 2, 3. 1 and 2 and
3 and 4 and 1, 2, 3
Very good. Excellent. If I don't fall off the edge. Sorry about the small dots. I just realized. Okay. Now we can sing it. Stand up. Let's find a note. Oh, wait. We don't have to.
But it is dope. Ready?
Pay attention to the... What are we paying attention to as we sing through this? The timing and, yes, our exact dots. We're just going to sing to the chorus. No, don't start the chorus. Whoever starts singing the chorus, well, we know you weren't paying attention to remembering. Okay, ready?
List to his loving words, come unto me. Weary, heavy, laden, there is sweet rest for thee. Trust in his promises, faithful and sure. Lean upon the Savior, and thy soul is secure.
Excellent. It may sound a little unnatural, but that's very good. All right, you can have a seat. See, the timing's not that painful. It just takes some getting into. Until we get to the chorus. Then it might get painful. But we're doing so good, so well. Mr. Luke, can you help me?
Works better when you use it.
Okay. What do we call this on the chorus when one part does one timing and another part does another timing? No. I hope it's not confusion, because God is not the author of confusion, but of peace as in all churches of the saints. So we don't want confusion. It's organized difference, just like harmony is organized difference. If everybody sings melody, that's great. We all go to the same place. But there's a way to put harmony in there, and it sounds good for people to be singing different things, but they work together. So, but if we don't do just what the timing says, it's very likely that we'll have confusion, because we're doing different things, and we have dotted eighths and sixteenths, and then we have plain eighths just in a row, so we all have to work together. And it takes some concentration, some energy, some focus to get it right. In this case, the soprano has one timing, and the alto, tenor, and bass have all the same timing as each other. It's just different from the soprano. You see that on your paper?
Yes.
Okay. And it's called counterpart when people are doing different timings, but they're working together. Okay, so we're going to write our soprano right here, and we'll write the alto underneath it. And I'm just going to, it's not actually a grand staff, because we're not going down to the bass clef, but I just want to be visually which ones are working together here. Okay, ready? So, what's the soprano doing for timing? Half? Oh, we have a tie bar, or a tie, not a tie bar, just plain old tie. Okay, is that like a corbata, like something you put around your neck?
No.
Okay, we have a funny English language. We have all these words that mean the same thing, but they don't mean, I don't understand it. Because it is about tying things together, but just as a noun, it's a totally different application. What does the tie do? Evening, Andrew. Okay, very good. And it's going to make it so that we don't put a new syllable of our words on this eighth note. We hold that syllable, which is where, and you see, because it takes such a long time for the soprano, they wrote a line saying, keep it going all the way to get to the eighth note, and then you can start singing the next note. Put your next syllable with the next. What kind of note?
Eighth.
Eighth, very good.
Eighth, eighth,
measure bar. Okay, did I get the right number? Well, we can double check. How many beats does this one get?
Two.
So, and we are starting at a measure bar, so this gets one. So, what does this one get? Oh, no, we don't say that one because there's no new syllable yet. So, that is three, you're right. What's this one? Okay, so that's all we're going to say when we count that. One and four and one. Okay? Because that's exactly how you sing the words. Where he leads off. Okay? So counting in this manner where you don't say the ones in between helps you know just exactly how you're going to sing the words. Very useful. Okay, what comes next here? Half. Oh, this measure bar needs to go all the way down for the alto. We'll make these be our measure bars. How about that? Quarter, very good. And exactly, the soprano actually has a quarter rest here. Okay, and then what? Measure bar. Very good. Okay. All right, let's do the alto on the same line. Dotted eighth. Okay. 16. Oh, I'm going to kind of run into trouble here because I didn't leave as much space as they left. Let's make a little bit of space here. Yes, sir. Maybe we should because it gets awful narrow over here. Oh. All right, thank you. We just, if the people are having a hard time seeing, they can come closer. We have experience with this. Okay. So we're going to tie, maybe we can go a little farther. Tie over to this eighth note. And then there's our and. Okay, are we still, is that still correct? Yep. Okay. And there's our one. Okay. So we have a dotted eighth and a 16th. Four eighth notes. But where are they going to start lining up with the soprano? We have to fit. Right, so those two go together. And then that one goes with that one. That's the he, right? For the soprano. It's low for the alto. And then what does the alto have?
Quarter.
Wow. Is that right? Close enough. Okay. So this is like, when you're adding or multiplying in math class, you have to keep your columns lined up. Now, in this case, they have the alto stems continuing to go down, even when they could join up, just like a normal one. Look above at he, the great example is in the verse. You see the soprano alto notes are joined all together. Here, like for the word he and fall low, it would be physically possible to join those two together. They're the same duration. But they're singing two different words, and they're doing different timings, so it's easiest to leave them one flag going up, one stem going up, one stem going down. That way everybody follows their own part. For our purposes here, when we're taking it away from the page, we're just doing regular standard notation, but up or down, it doesn't matter. It's just helping find your part. Okay, let's see if we have four beats in the alto, shall we? What's this? Make my dot bigger. Okay, there's the Okay, exactly. When we have a rest, when we're counting, we don't say anything. Just like when we're singing, we don't say anything. When you get to a rest. So I'm going to leave a circle there, I know it looks like a whole note. But we don't say it because it's a rest. Okay? Next measure. Wow, we're going to have some trouble here. Let me move this over. Okay, here we go. What happens to the alto here? Dotted eighth. Okay, and that rest also belongs to the alto, right? That's what we discussed first thing when we were singing this song tonight. Okay, so those have to line up. Now you'll notice the ands are the same. We wrote the same thing underneath these two hit notes. That's good, because they're supposed to be lined up in exactly the same spot. And this one would have been three, but we don't say it. But it's one, two, three. So those three. So that helps us know that we're lined up. And this one would have been four. This is, you know, maybe I should have drawn it right underneath the four. But it takes the time of both of those. Okay? Is that still clear and all that good stuff? Okay. So how do we count this one? One. Three. Okay, we don't say anything there. What happens here? Okay, very good. Now, can we count the soprano? Okay, I'm going to give us our one, two, three, four, and we got to count at the right times for the soprano. Ready, count. One, and four, and one, three. Okay, let's try that again. Ready, go. One, and four, and one, three. Good. All right, can we do the alto? Sure we can. Singing, counting from here, count. One, a two, oh, wow. All right, how do we count a one? So there's a one E and right here, right? One E and a two, okay? One, a two. One, a two. But here, this is 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a, right? So it's 1, a 2, and 3, and... Wow, that's a hard way to count. But we can do it. Ready? Count. 1, a 2, and 3, and... 1, a 2, and 3, and... Very good. Okay? It's a funny way to count, isn't it? All right, you can stand up. As soon as we finish counting these lines, we're going to take a break. You're allowed to smile. It's okay. All right. Counting the soprano once more. Count. One and four and one, three. Very good. And the alto. One, a two, and three, and... One, a two, and three, and... Okay, now that sounds odd to be missing that fourth beat. But the soprano keeps going, and it all works together. It's counterpart. They support each other. Okay, who's going to count the soprano line? Okay, I guess the... Wow. Like a banana split? Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Like maybe split it down here and that way, or split it down here.
Just like, yeah. Okay. If you're going to count the soprano line, go over to this side. If you're going to count the alto line, go over to this side. Okay. I guess that's where we're... Oh. What? Oh.
Are you coming back? I got your side.
Okay. We'll cut it right down here. Okay. Got it? What side are you, which part are you counting? Which part are you counting? Very good. All right. Ready? It's going to sound like a lot of people saying a lot of things. But it's how we sing the song, okay? All right, so I'm going to give you four before you start counting, okay? As soon as I get through with the four, we all start on one together. Okay, ready? One, two, three, four. One, a two, a three, and four, and one, a two, and three. Okay, how is that? How would you like to be the leader and try to do both of them at once? All right. Okay, one more time, then we get to have a break. Ready, count. One, and three, and
one, two, and three, and...
Pretty good, pretty good. All right, you can have a 3.5 minute break. It works. It's just a lot of work.
It's easier to sing it or play it than have to count and think it.
Yeah, but when you get to one that you haven't done before, then this comes in handy. And ones that we have done before, sometimes we don't necessarily do them right because we just know how we do it. I think I should just sit down and just like chill. Yes, I had told him as well, and I told Elise too, so if I'm not done at 9, I'm in big trouble. Por qué? Okay, one last thing with our timing, then we'll put the timing to rest, like final rest. No. I just want you to notice, okay, this is the alto, what might we call it? Like the alto timing figure, or what the alto is doing with timing for two measures. One, a two, and three, and one, a two, and three, and. Okay? Notice with me the alto on the bottom line in the chorus. Ready? You think fast, because we're almost done with this part. Okay? What is the... Oh, boy. Does this alto do the same thing?
No, but almost.
Right. No, but almost. This is a very good answer. So, what does it do, actually? We'll just write it out real fast. We won't have to count it through, but it does one and two... dotted, three, four, one, and, oops, two, three, rest. Very good. And the soprano also has a rest there, similar to above, because it has a dotted half, which takes us three beats, and then there's no more soprano notes, so that rest must go with it. But also the soprano has, what does it have here? One, oops, that's a half note. One, where does it go? It goes over to here with the eighth, and then another eighth, and then a dotted eighth, and then a 16th. So, this is one and three, four, a one. Now, when we sing this song, did we ever notice that it's like kind of backwards timing for the repeat part? It's so we aren't gonna.
Teacher.
Yes, ma'am.
Where are we at?
I'm sorry. On the first ending, we might call it, right where there's a one, and then it says follow all the way. So that's where the soprano is going, follow all the way. So instead of counting it, we're just gonna try singing it. And I know that you know what all those notes and dots and flags mean because you identify them correctly. So see if we, let's sing just the soprano for the chorus. Yeah, that's what it's called. The chorus. It's just the soprano, everyone together. But pay attention to the timing of our notes. Ready? Where he leads, I'll follow. Follow all the way. Okay, when we sing this in church, do we pay attention to all be silent on the rest? I don't. But we're in singing school, and it's hard to see there's a rest, actually. So sometimes, and in church, it's nice to just concentrate on the words, stick together, you know, that works. But if you're trying to learn something new, you have to pay attention, or it's not going to work together. Especially when you have counterpart. Everyone's got to do the same thing. Let's sing the alto now. Maybe you're not as familiar with the alto part. If you get the wrong notes, don't worry about it. We're just looking at the timing. But if you can sing the right notes, it starts on la. Where he leads, I'll follow. And try to get the timing and put the words with it. It's mind-boggling because the words are lower. Ready? Where he leads, I'll follow. Where he leads, I'll follow. Follow all the way. Yes, follow all the way. Good. Who sings alto here?
Me.
Okay, have the two front rows sing alto part, and everyone that's not in the front two rows sing soprano. Ready? Where? Ready? It's okay. You can sing soprano, and I'll sing alto. Ready? I'm just getting our notes here, and then I'll tell you when to start. Where, ready? Where he leads, I'll follow. Where he leads, I'll follow. Follow all the way, yes, follow all the way. Where he leads, I'll follow. Where he leads, I'll follow. Follow Jesus every day. Oh, I didn't cut you off on the quarter rest. See, we don't pay attention. Let's sing the second ending from Follow Jesus Every Day. Sing, follow Jesus every day. Okay, some people cut off early, but at least you didn't get yelled off for cutting off late. Okay, so we can see that if music was only timing, oh, that would be drudgery. But thankfully there's melody to it too. Now rhythm is the part that we don't want to be standing out and being the main element of the music. But without rhythm, we could never stay together. If we're going to try to read a psalm together, say, everyone in the room, open your Bibles and read a psalm. Sometimes our rhythm of how we decide to read the phrase wouldn't be the same as the person next to us. Oh, we're going to clash. But even with this, where we do different things, it all lines up, just like the columns in your math problem. And if those don't line up, then we have real problems. Okay, let's get rid of this. This is... Elise. But you have to hurry. I might meet you. Okay, and Elise, you can draw our first note of the scale and charity. Yes, Melody's not here. Okay. You would need a marker, wouldn't you? What comes first in our shape note scale? Okay, and very good. And Charity, you can draw the next one as soon as she's done. And Christina can draw the next one, and Katie can draw the next one. Elizabeth can draw the next one. You missed. Okay, I'm sorry. You weren't here either. I'm sorry. It's okay. You can give it to Luke. You can give the marker to Luke. I'm asking you to do something you never learned yet. That's my mistake. And then Megan can do the next one. It looks like we're gonna have to go straight across today. But you can do the next one, Megan. And Titus, you can draw the next one. Oh.
That was a while ago.
Okay. Ray, someone comes in the room with a ray of sunshine. Very good. Perfect. All right, Megan. It's all about me. And Titus, you can get ready with our next one. Yeah, that'll work. Perfect. Come on up. And he wasn't here. Katie, you can do the next one. Okay, for those that weren't here, this is the shape note scale. Who's heard of Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do? Okay, we all heard of it. But very good, Titus and Katie. Kelly? I'm sorry, what?
Does it matter what? Wait. No, it
doesn't. Yes, it is the same thing. The Fa, we pointed out, the Fa will always have one vertical side that can go onto the flagpole. It might be upside down, pointing down, or pointing that way, but it's all the same. Okay, Kelly, can you draw the next to last one? And Jesse, you can draw the last one, right? You like the last one, don't you? Okay, well, come on up. We don't want to wait too long. Okay. All right, and it's their fault that they didn't draw the names in them, so I guess we aren't going to have the names in them today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's your pizza ice cream cone, or ice cream cone, piece of pizza, or whatever you want it to be. All right, very nice, excellent. And then we often like to put the dough at the end just to make us feel better. Okay, Doritos, you know, Doritos starts with D-O. Okay, so.
I just had a novel idea.
A novel idea.
Kids get those little balls, we put shapes in this ball like they have in the nursery. We need those to do notes.
Wow. And when you put the thing in the hole, it makes the note happen. Patent pending, I'm telling you. All right, well, when you make one, I will wish you success. Okay. So because we have people here that didn't have the names written on, we will write the names on. But they're disappearing soon, so pay attention. This is Do, Re, Dorito. Okay, very good. Do. Okay, so it's that simple. But let the others tell you, it gets more challenging. So that's the scale. That's our major diatonic scale, technically speaking. Those would match all the white note, white keys on the piano if you put Do on C. Okay? So that sounds very normal to us. We know where it's going. But who doesn't have a paper? There's papers right here. Everyone needs a paper. Everyone needs a paper. If you lost your paper, get a new paper. There are more right here. One paper per person. All right. On our papers, we have shaped notes in the music. I'm glad we have people here that weren't here at the beginning, because now we're going to go and do some elementary review. It's good for me to not go ahead too fast. But we can't take too much time on it. So those that weren't here, you're young, you're intelligent, you're musical, you're going to get it fast. Okay. You see shaped notes on your paper, right? Oh, I have a different layout on my paper. But you have your papers. Okay, and all of these shapes, you'll notice that on the same note of the scale, on the staff, if it's an A, it's always going to be the same shape throughout that song. If it's a C, if it's an F, okay? These are called relative pitch letters or relative pitch names. We have absolute pitch names, absolute pitch letters, which are A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And is there an H? No, there's no H. Okay. What happens when you get to G?
You start over.
You start over again at A. So the same way with these. There are only seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. When you get to the end, you start again with the first one. And so they can go up and down just like the piano keyboard. You have the same pattern of keys on your piano. Those that missed it, I can show you the ladder later. Wow. That shows how the keys and the key signatures and the piano keys and the whole and a half steps work. But for now, we're just going to sing some scales here. And, for example, on the side of the paper that has two songs on it, top one's Peace, Perfect Peace, which we worked on last week, you'll notice the first one starts with what kind of shape for the soprano note? Right, it's that oval kind of shape. It's a so. And every G in this song, look through all the G's in this line and any G in the bass clef. If you know where the G is, that's the top space. You see, it's that oval. So, right? The use of these, and now we don't have these in our Great Hymns of the Faith. There are hymnals that have all the songs with these shaped notes written in them. And I was able to find pdhymns.com, stands for publicdomainhymns.com, has all these hymns available there in public domain, and it has them all written out with shaped notes. Very nice resource for finding. There's, you know, hundreds of common hymns that we know with shaped notes. And once you learn these shape notes, they're very useful for learning new songs, especially if you don't have an instrument nearby to figure out what your jumps are going to be. These are called relative pitch notes because they are all related to each other and not tied on to an absolute pitch from the piano or from whatever musical instrument we'd get to say this is an A. None of these is A. A could be Do, A could be any of these. C, Do could be C or E. Whatever key we're in, that's where Do is going to be. So notice what key, those who know your key signatures, what key is Peace, Perfect Peace?
C.
C. And where do you find the Do, the triangle with the flat on the bottom? Okay. Yes. But it's on C, is what I was getting at. Okay. And we talked about last week, you'll almost always, pretty much always, every single time, find Do as the last bass note in the song. Very helpful in this song, Peace, Perfect Peace. Soprano does not end on Do. Usually it does in songs, but this one doesn't. But Do is our home tone. Okay. And you can see pdhymns.com. You can look that up later if you need to. Okay, so we have all these shapes, and they're going to tell us where to jump once we know where to jump up here. Okay? Do, you can stand up. Take a deep breath. Let it out. I didn't say you let it out yet. Okay, take a deep breath. Let it out. Okay, take a deep breath till it hurts. Hold it. Let it out. Okay. You can expand your lung capacity if you use those corners of your lungs that don't often see the light of day or the breath of day. Whatever. All right. Ready to sing? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. Good.
Do, re, mi, re, do, re, mi, re, do.
Can everyone sing? I'll try not to get too much in the way. Ready?
Do, re, mi, fa.
Yourselves 2.5 claps. Ready? Very close. Let's try that again. 2.5. Ready? Okay, very good. We're just practicing following directions. It's okay to laugh in singing school. It's all right.
Do.
Good, that's right.
Re, do,
That sounds more confident.
Do, re, mi, do, so, mi, so, fa, mi.
Good.
So, mi, re.
Excellent. That's good. You can have a seat. Oh, we're not done. Fa. Where's do? Excellent. How do we find it? Fa, mi, re, do. Okay, now we got, if I start on fa, it could very well be confusing where we go. So we want to get back to do, and then we'll know where everything is from do. So fa, do, ready. Fa, mi, fa, sol, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti. That's a hard one. That's a hard one. Do, ti, do. It don't even sound right. But I don't even like talk right, neither. Okay, but we have to know that because someday in our song we're going to have to go from do to ti. Do, ti. Now that's a really far jump. It's like, how are we going to find our way across the miles? You can, okay, remember there's a ti below here, right? Goes the same, just keeps going in both directions. So you can put in your mind do, ti, ti, because that's an octave. Any one that's the same is going to be an exact octave. And last week I think it helped when we just heard some octaves on the piano. Just remember that it'll sound just. Okay? If we lose track of our octaves, it will be very difficult to get this scale right. So here's our octave. Do. Give me the high do. Very good. Give me the do. Do. Okay? This is la. 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 Okay. Yes, exactly. Whatever our lower one is, the octave up is going to be the same name, because it's an octave. Okay? So, when we're trying to find do to ti, we might jump down and then go an octave. Do, ti, ti. Or we can go do, do, ti. Works either way, because it's exactly the same relationships all along the scale. So, let's try that a little bit more, and I'll help you with some jump there and then go back, or jump down and then go an octave. It'll help us land on the right note. Ready? Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, ti, la, sol, do, 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 ti, la, ti, ti. Oh, it's just an octave. Do, do, ti, do, do. All right, that's okay. We're learning. I'm learning. What's helpful? Do, do. Is that too low? Do. Three fingers. See if you can fit them in your mouth while you're saying do. Do. Okay. We don't normally have to have our mouths open that far, but it's a good goal to work towards. See if you can get your jaw loosened up. Get some sound to come out. If we sing and nothing comes out, I would say we're wasting our breath, but I don't know if you're using your breath. So let's get them creaks and cracks out of it and get some sound. Ready? Do, 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 ti. Do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, do, ti.
Ti.
Very good. You hear the octave? Ti, ti. This half, Elise and everyone on this side sing ti, ti. Okay, I'm running out of breath just listening to you. All right, good. That's an octave. Do, do. Okay, I have all the sopranos singing way down here in the subterranean here. All right. Who needs do written on do? I don't. Okay, and we don't need so either. All right. What? Or la? Okay, let's get rid of la.
All
right. Well, we'll take it easy on people that are just getting used to it. I hear, oh no, yes! All right. Let's stand up. Follow me. So unfortunate. It's okay, we're almost through. We're gonna make it. Let's open our songbooks. No, let's open our papers. Who knows any of these songs? Okay. Let's open our hymnals. And Andrew, can I have you come up and lead us in a song? Do you want to pick it or do you want me to? Okay. Let's do number 333. You can choose which verses you want to sing. Kelly, can you play piano for us? I'm sorry? Yeah, just some of the verses, whichever ones you pick. One, three, and six. So you can see the song later. Thank you. Go ahead.
This beauty rests upon me.
We don't want to forget.
Don't turn your mic back on.
Oh, thank you. Mic back on. We don't want to forget what singing school is for. It's because we're Christians and we like to sing together. And doing some work on the music and how we're reading it will help us to actually sing together and to be able to learn new hymns. It's okay, we can smile. Whew! If the teacher starts to fall asleep, then we're really having troubles. All right. So, I wish we could sing one of these songs here, but we have some work to do before we can. You sing that one? Oh, that one. Well, we're going to look at Peace, Perfect Peace once more. Little review, because it's been a whole 6 days since we did it last Tuesday. We actually never got to singing the words of it last Tuesday. So sad. But it was 9 o'clock. We had to quit. So, here we have... I need a marker. All right. What note does the soprano start on?
So.
So. And then it goes to what? So, 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 so. La, 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 so, so. So. Do, re, mi, re, do. What? La, so, so, fa, mi. Okay. Most of us here did sing it last week, and most of us can sing it right now on the melody. We're going to get our so on here. Where's do? So, fa, mi, re. Okay, we don't want to lose where do is because that helps us to find the rest of our scale. But we do start on so. Ready? Timing. I said we weren't going to work on timing. So I think everyone here can figure out the timing. It's very simple. Ready? Sing on the shaped notes. Oh, yeah. I said we were going to practice reading them without having to sing them or do the timing or anything. So... But now we have to do all together. I heard some la's and fa's and ha-ha's and everything. So, we're going to practice and not paying attention to timing. So I'm just going to, we're going to read the next one on the next one, just even like this, okay? Don't pay attention to timing. We're just going to say them, not sing them. Okay, ready from the beginning? So, 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 la, 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 so, 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 do, re, mi, re, do, la, so, so, fa, mi. Okay, is that a challenge for those of you who have just gotten used to this scale? Okay, and let's do the alto part the same way. Ready? Mi, fa, fa, mi, mi, fa, 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 mi, mi, fa, fi, so, 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 fa, mi, re, do. Okay, very good. Those of us who were here last week know that there's a fi, the blood of Jesus. Fa sharp is fi, it goes up a half step. But for those that weren't here last week, like the rest of the awesome kids, we'll stick with the melody line. Okay? We're only going to learn that one at the moment. But, so everyone looking at the melody, the soprano line, we have, in the whole first line of the song, we have two notes. So and
la.
La. Okay? So... Do, re, mi, fa, so, ready. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do, ti, la, so, la, so, la, so, la, so, la, so, fa, so, fa, mi, re, mi, fa, so, do, so, do, ti. Good. Hey, that's progress from 15 minutes ago. Very good. Do, ti, la, so, la, so. Okay, very good. Let's sing the first line of the sopranos, starting on so. Ready? So, 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 la, 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 so, so. What could be simpler? All right. Now, on the second line, we have to go some places. So I'm going to move these a little bit so we can fit our Ray and me up above. Mi, fa, so. Wow, I didn't really make any progress there. Let's try that again. Mi, fa, so, la, ti. What comes next? Okay. Does everyone see how the... Wow, the water's going to get out of that one. Okay, does everyone see how the soprano goes up to a mi at the highest point there? So, well, these don't have the names written in them, and they don't have the names written on our paper, so we're just going to have to know how to do it. Where's do? Do! Does that bother everyone that the water's leaking out of the bottom of that one?
No.
Yes. It's bugging me. There we go.
The water's still leaking!
Is that better? All right. Oh, poor Ray. What are we going to do? All right. We're going to sing instead. Do, ti, la, so, la, ti, do, re, mi, re, do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do.
So,
good.
Do, re, mi, re, do, ti, la, do, ti, la, do, ti, la, do, la.
Good. In the song, you'll notice at the word whispers. Do you see the word whispers? The soprano goes do, la, do, la. And then it goes do, la, so, right? You see the notes doing that? Soprano line. So Jesus whispers peace within. Here it is. Mi, re, do, la, so, so, fa, mi. Okay, I think we can do it. Look at your paper. From the top, so, 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 so. Sing. So, let's figure out, where's do going to be? No. Okay, do's up here. Where's so? So, do, do. So. Okay, ready? Sing. So, 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 so. Okay, I'm hearing some do's going on. We're all singing melody today. Okay, let's try that again. On so. Sounds better. So, 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 so. So, la, 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 so, so. So, do, re, mi, re, do, la, so, so, fa, mi. Excellent. Simple. Okay. Who remembers a part that you were singing last week when we had them all split up? You're welcome to go find your compatriots or compatriots or I'm sorry? Compadres, compartres. Because we're doing parts this time, right? So, compartes. Compartamentos. Sí. Okay. But we don't have much time. So, basses. But I don't want you to go... Oh, we're just going off the music. So you can go over here. We won't be using the board right now. Okay. Sopranos over there and altos back there and... And it looks like basses are collecting over here in the basser sort of section, and And are these my tenors?
Yes.
Your bass, Andrew? Bass are over there. Grandma's singing bass. Did you sing soprano last week?
She wasn't here.
Oh, okay. Then you can sing soprano. That's probably too high for you, but you can do it anyway. Okay. That's not what the music says, but... All right. All my tenors may feel free to be friendly and, you know... Yeah. Because for the purpose of hearing all yourselves. Okay, our alto section. Very good. Okay. No. We're all singing alto. We won't take the time to learn the parts, but we'll just sing each part for the moment. If you remember it from last week, well, you don't have to remember it. You can read it, right? Que do mi. Okay, we see where the alto starts on mi. Ready? Sing. Mi, fa, fa, mi. Mi, fa, 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 mi. Mi, fa, fi, so, 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 fa, mi, re, do. Very good. This side, we'll all sing soprano. This side, we'll all sing alto. On the shapes. Ready, sing. So, 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 la, 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 so, so. Fi, mi, fa, fi, so, 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 fa, mi, re, do. All right. Shall we try again?
We lost it on do.
On do. Okay. Y'all altos were so powerful. I'm not even going to pay any attention to you. You got this. We're going to go over here. And singing the first verse or the third verse again on the shape notes. Why don't we? Ready? Mi, so, ready, sing. So, 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 la, 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 so, so. So do re mi re do la so so fa mi. Very good. Is that better than last time? Sure it was. Alright. Alright, the tenor part is so simple that we will all sing the tenor part together. But because I'm a bass, we're gonna move do to do, ready, singing tenor, sing. Do, ti, do, re, do. Do, do, re, 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 do. Do, 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 ti, do, do, ti, so. I'm figuring the tenors are going to be the strongest part because their part is so simple. Okay, well, I need to hear it then. Got three fingers? Okay. And we will have two of our basses, namely Lucas and Andrew, join the tenors. And we'll have Lucas join the altos. We'll have Pastor join the tenors, and Joseph join the altos.
Yes.
Yeah. We're just doing three-part harmony right now. Okay. Do, do, do. The tenors are singing do, and the altos are singing me, and the sopranos are singing so. Okay. Okay, it's close. That's good. We should, when we're holding the same note, we shouldn't be going anywhere. Just stay on the same one. But it's all right. We're going to have Joe and Pastor switch now. I just don't want people's voice to strain too much. We're almost done for the evening. You think you can do the tenor, Joe? I know you can. All right. You think the tenor's going to be okay, Andrew? Just C and D? I think you can do it. Yes, I understand. I'm the same way. Do, mi, so. Okay, that was not a very good cutoff on my part, but you did a good job. All right, so we're going to sing our respective parts right about now. You ready? So, mi, do, re, di. So, ti, do, re, do. Do, do, re, 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 do. All right. Our tenors are singing do and re, but they're singing so and la. So, good job, Joe. All right, let's get our do in our heads. Do, re. Okay, do we have some very bassful tenors here? What's going on? All right, because the alto doesn't go too low, we're going to move the song down a little bit. Do, do, mi, so. So, so. Thank you. So, so. That sounds better. Me. Me. All right. So, mi, do, re, mi, fa, so. Same thing we've been doing all week. Ready? Do, re, mi, fa, so. Mi. No. Okay, we're going to try again. I'm going to be helping the tenors, so you can listen to me. You never know what I'm doing sometimes, but this time I'm helping you. Ready? Do, mi, so, all those good things. So, ready, sing. Do, ti, do, re, do. Do, do, re, 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 do. Do, 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 ti, do, 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 ti, so. That sounded better. Very good. excuse me. All right. I think it might be easier to sing the words to it. Why don't we try it on the first? Peace, peace, peace. Peace. Remember you're on so. Do, mi, so, peace. Peace, me, peace, ready. On the first verse, sing. Peace, perfect peace in this dark world of sin. The blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Is that biblical, that the blood of Jesus gives peace? Sure. Having made peace by the blood of his cross. Let's stand up. Let's sing the first verse again. Ready? Do, mi, so. Singing on peace, perfect peace on the first. Peace, perfect peace in this dark world of sin. The blood of Jesus whispers peace within. On the second. Peace, perfect peace, my thronging duties press to do the will of Jesus. This is rest. That sounded pretty nice. Whoever sang this song before? Very good. Shall we try the third? Peace, perfect peace. Third verse. Ready? Sing.
Peace, perfect peace, with sorrows surging round, on Jesus' bosom naught but calm is found.
Okay. I need more soprano. And I need more alto. Who's willing to go to soprano for me? Jesse. Thank you. And who's willing to go to alto? Andrew. Thank you. All right. Now I have to read a different part, but you can handle it. On the third verse again. So we, by the time we get to the fourth, we got it. Okay? On the third verse, peace, perfect peace. Do, mi, so. I want to hear the melody especially. Thank you. Sing on the third.
Peace, perfect peace, with sorrows surging round, on Jesus' bosom not but calm is found.
Okay, we're going to have some breath in the old lungs to hold it out a little bit on the last note if the leader wants to hold it out. And to get some volume out of it, because I really need some more soprano. It's called the lead because we need, no, more soprano out of the sopranos that I have is what I'm trying to say. It's too high for you?
What?
It's too high for you?
It's too low.
Too low? Okay. All right, Mr. Tenors, we got this. We're moving it up to the key of B.
Yes.
Do, so, mi, do. On the third verse.
Peace, perfect peace, with sorrows surging round, on Jesus' bosom not but calm is found.
That was great. I heard some so's over here instead of me's, but it sounded good. That's all right. That's all right. On the last, and it's 9 o'clock, on the last. Ready?
Peace, perfect peace, our future all unknown. Jesus we know, and He is on the throne.
Good job. Doesn't that sound nice? Very good. Okay. Pastor, can you close us out in prayer unless you have anything you need to say before then?
Okay. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Father, for the privilege to be here and to sing praise to you. I pray that we would be like in the Old Testament, the singers and the trumpeters were of one sound. I pray, Lord, you'd help us to be in that sweet harmony. Glorify your name.
So we are scheduled for Sunday night? No. Are we scheduled for Thursday? Thursday night at 7. Right here.